All right, Chip Brown is the man. 24/7 Sports at Chip Brown 247. He's on the Pepsi Hotline. What is up, Chip? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot, man. Just counting it down to the Iron Bowl and this great rivalry Saturday. Let's get this out of the way first. There continue to be people talking about Sark being one and done. Is there anything at all to that? Anything?
No.
Okay. Done.
No. The powers that be, the current leadership, spent $76 million to get rid of Tom Herman and his staff and bring in Steve Sarkisian and his staff. And so this is going to last longer than 1 year. As weird as this season has been, and this has been the weirdest season I've ever covered. I've covered Texas for 29 years, and this one takes the cake. I mean, a team that looked really good early in the year. Obviously, they had the clunker against Arkansas, but you could argue they had the wrong quarterback in at that time. And then Casey Thompson comes in. They roll Texas Tech 70-35. They beat TCU on the road. And then they're leading OU 28-7 and you know, 43-28 in the third quarter, leading Oklahoma State by double digits in the third quarter, leading Baylor, the three best teams in the Big 12. Texas all had third quarter double-digit leads against. They lose all those games in the erosion of confidence. And then the sideshows, you know, from Monkey Gate to player leaked video of Bo Davis ranting on a team bus to, you know, you name it. I mean, it's you can't make this stuff up. And now here they are, 4-7 with a game Friday against K-State. And the erosion of confidence makes you think that they'll lose that one, too.
Yeah, hey, Chip, and 11 games in, I don't know where the highlight of the season is. I guess first half against Oklahoma, but then probably the low light is that second half against Oklahoma. Hypothetically, and I've said this, if they win that Oklahoma game, how different does this season play out?
Totally. Totally different because, you know, they still had the pep and the fire to go take a, you know, double-digit lead against Oklahoma State. They were up 24-13 going into the fourth quarter of that game. They should have beaten Baylor. I mean, they had four receiver drops, one in the end zone, one turns into an interception. Sark goes for it on 4th-and-11 on a fake punt that was a disaster. You know, that tells you that they've, you know, they had the mojo, they had the talent to beat those teams. And then, you know, the erosion of confidence. And now we're talking about a complete rebuild. I mean, last week after a 57-56 overtime loss to Kansas, Sark was talking about how he could bring in 33 players, turnover basically a third of his roster. I mean, this is good. And he used the words teardown this past Monday. So, you know, now we're talking about a complete rebuild of the program, and it's just weird, but this is where we are, you know?
Yeah. Teardown is pretty easy at this point. It's not a lot to tear down with four wins in the season. Chip Brown, who covers the basketball school that is Texas
now.
I'm kidding. It's a great basketball program, though. I'm excited about the basketball season. I want to ask you, Chip, well, coming up, Bedlam this weekend. You cover the Big 12 as well. What is it about Gundy in this game? Why, I mean, there have been times it looks like he's had the better team and has not won. It looks this time like he's got the better team. Can he do it this time?
If he doesn't get it done this time, it's never going to happen. I mean, he's got the better team. He's got great defense. He's got a veteran quarterback in Spencer Sanders. He's got one of the toughest running backs in Jaylen Warren. And I love this Oklahoma State team. I love Malcolm Rodriguez, the leading tackler. He's a physical, you know, former quarterback. I mean, guy is just a savage. And their defense is markedly better than OU's defense. Now, Caleb Williams is the X factor. Texas fans know all too well. If Spencer Rattler would have stayed in the game against Texas, Texas would have won by 30. They had already turned him over twice, you know, forced a fumble, forced an interception, and probably forced him into the transfer portal. But Caleb Williams comes in and goes Houdini, runs for a 66-yard touchdown, throws, you know, some 50-50 balls that his guys catch. And so Caleb Williams, who's, you know, was awful against Kansas, but had maybe the play of the year against Kansas, where he rips the ball out of Kennedy Brooks' hands on fourth down and runs for the first down, is the X factor. And man, it would just be, it would be really ironic if Caleb Williams plays like some, you know, dream game and somehow makes Gundy, who is 2-14 against OU. It is mind-boggling. But it's in Stillwater. OSU's got the better team. And if he doesn't get it done this year, I don't know when he's ever going to get it done.
Chip Brown is with us at Chip Brown 247, 24/7 Sports. He's on the Pepsi Hotline. A reminder, with the holidays showing up here, Nichols Outfitters is maybe the best opportunity you've got on getting something you want this season. The best deals you'll ever find on Dometic coolers at Nichols Outfitters. Some models up to 30% off. Take advantage. Got a girlfriend or wife? Tell her this is what you want. Exit 242 in Pelham or online, nicholsoutfitters.com. What, again, is the percentage, though, of confidence among the Big 12 people that either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State winning this thing out gets into the playoff? Is that a confidence? Is there a confidence level there?
No, I don't think anyone's feeling confident about that. I think it's going to be a wild, I'm hoping there's mad, you know, decision-making that needs to be made by the committee. Cause I'm going to be fascinated to see if they'll put Cincinnati in. And Cincinnati has that win over Notre Dame in South Bend. It's certainly a, you know, it's a huge win for Cincinnati. And I don't know if the committee's going to give the Big 12 enough respect, because I really think that Oklahoma State and Baylor, I mean, those defenses are legit. Now, Baylor's quarterback situation is in flux. Oklahoma State's quarterback can be up and down. And Cincinnati's answered every question. So I think it's going to be fascinating. OU is a little down this year, even though they're, you know, a one-loss team. And so I think it's nail-biting time for the Big 12.
So you cover Texas, but you're an SMU grad. It's been a rough month for you altogether. Sonny Dykes, is he leaving for TCU? How good is that job? And if he does, is Rhett Lashlee the obvious choice right now for SMU?
Well, it sure looks like Sonny Dykes is the guy at TCU. I mean, that's kind of what I've been hearing since, you know, for weeks now. You know, Rhett Lashlee, is he the right guy? I'm not sure about that. SMU's administration is a weird one. You know, obviously Rick Hart, the athletic director there, and Rhett has been at SMU, so there's familiarity. The guy, you know, and it's too late now. They, you know, is Jeff Traylor, but he's going to stay at UTSA. And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, that doesn't feel like the best choice. I give Texas Tech credit for hiring Joey McGuire. I don't know how it's going to work with him maybe having to keep Sonny Cumbie there, but, you know, to me, you gotta have someone who really, really knows, the Texas high school coaches at SMU to be able to recruit kids to that program. So we'll see.
Yep. I want one more before you go, Chip. I wanted to ask you, obviously with Oklahoma, Texas coming to the SEC, we're going to get Texas and Texas A&M back. We're going to get Texas and Oklahoma as a rivalry game. But Mike Gundy says probably no Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, no Bedlam. Do you see a path where Oklahoma would still want to play that game if they joined the SEC?
Would they still want to play Bedlam?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is what happens, though, when, you know, it happened with Texas and Texas A&M. It gets, you know, it's a bitter divorce and you're not ready to hug it out. And And so there's a sense of betrayal. And so, you know, in the, you know, with respect to Texas and Texas A&M, you have a 100-year rivalry where they talk about each other in their fight songs and they're not playing each other. This is what sucks about realignment, are these rivalries that get broken up. That's why I was kind of hoping we were past the teams jumping conferences and getting toward the, you know, the Power Five collectively bargaining their media rights like the NFL and bringing it all together and kind of putting order back into the Power Five, as opposed to now, you know, three of the Power Five trying to align themselves to keep the SEC from taking over. You know, it's just a really strange time right now in college football.
Alabama has been sending the Yellow Jackets to a watery grave in their fight song for how long now?
Forever.
When was the last time Bama and Georgia Tech played?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it'll still work. Fight song, you can't change the fight song.
Let me ask you all this. Does Mike Gundy do anything for you in terms of like a hire at a high profile? Like an LSU or...
Yeah, I'm a respecter of what Gundy has done, but I have always said, Chip, I feel like it was a little bit right place, right time for him, that he just fit at Oklahoma State. It was a comfortable spot and it worked there. I'm not sure that show travels. How do you feel?
Yeah, I think he's really solid. I mean, the fact that he's had all those different, you know, coordinators, you know, from, you know, Dana Holgorsen to Mike Yurcich, you name it, and he's still been able to maintain a high level of his program. I think he's, you know, if Les Miles can go to LSU and win a national championship, I wouldn't rule it out for Gundy. But yeah.
But he also, you know, Les Miles went to LSU, won a national championship, and got fired there. So if you lose three games a year in this league, you get fired. Ask Dan Mullen, you know?
Right. Astounding.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're headed. Well, I don't know.
Is there a reason you ask us that question?
Do you think Gundy wants out?
Yeah.
Well, no. You know, Boone Pickens and he had some friction because Boone was getting older and he wanted to beat OU. He was so frustrated by, you know, Gundy's record against OU. Now, God bless him, you know, Boone Pickens has passed. Mike Holder's no longer the athletic director there. That sort of friction, I think is gone, and I think Gundy's okay. But I know, you know, we all know there were times where Gundy was looking to be more appreciated. I think he's okay, but, you know, you never know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, he is Chip Brown. Go follow Chip on Twitter at 247 Sports, horns247.com, at Chip Brown 247 on Twitter. Follow him and read all of his work. Chip, we greatly appreciate the time, man. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, same to y'all.
All right, buddy, take care. Chip Brown with us on the Pepsi Hotline.